Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends on this Tuesday evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Always happy to have on the phone with me Mark Meadows, a representative Mark Meadows from East Lansing. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time this evening. You and Representative Joan Bauer are involved in some legislation to help prevent abuse of the elderly, of our elders, let me put it that way. Tell me about the legislation, how it stands.
Well, I can tell you it's just been introduced, and it's a bit of legislation that we've been working on, really, for almost 4 years. And it came out of a report that Governor Granholm had asked for from some of the elder organizations that are in our community, suggestions, if you will, that in ways that we can help prevent elder abuse. A lot of that abuse is really related to financial abuse, and sadly, a lot of it also happens from family members. So parts of the package include if somebody commits financial abuse of an elderly relative, they're disinherited by law. So they can't then, when the person dies, also take part of the estate. There's some of the legislation that requires financial institutions, if they see something where what they're suspicious of, they can report it to an agency that will do an investigation to make sure that everything's okay with that elderly person. And, of course, I have a bill that I've had in now, two times, can't quite figure out why it hasn't passed the Senate. It's gotten out of the House each time, but that would provide what is the equivalent of the Amber Alert for children, but for senior citizens, people suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, who wander away, can often be found, dead, to be blunt about it. And this puts a priority in police agencies throughout the state of Michigan to go find the person and get them back home.
Well, since you've just mentioned that, let's talk about that. I believe you call it, if I'm pronouncing it right, the Moselle Alert?
Yeah, that's right. It's named after a woman. Actually, I think she was a professor at Wayne State University who, in her older years, contracted Alzheimer's and wandered away from her home, was later found dead along some railroad tracks nearby, and she had died from exposure. In some communities, you send in a missing person report like East Lansing, and the police agencies immediately get out and start to look for the person. In other communities, because of the other type of crime and other demands on police agencies, they want to wait 24 hours. Well, in this case, we wanted to change the law so that the reaction is immediate and our elderly citizens will be searched for when they do wander off. And so it's named after this woman. She was the person who inspired this legislation.
Now, will it act similarly to an Amber Alert with alerts like on a television station or a radio station like we're familiar with?
Yes. Although we don't mandate local media to do this, we've been assured by all media, of course, they would immediately let people know when somebody wanders off. We're really satisfied with it. Police agencies are all very supportive of it.
And these stories do happen time to time. I mean, there was one in this mid-Michigan area not long ago. So they are not all that unusual in events, unfortunately.
No, that's true. And I can tell you from personal experience, when my father got older and he passed away at age 95, actually during my first election campaign to the House of Representatives, my dad obtained a little bit of dementia as he got older, and I remember he came home one day and he called me. He said, "I want you to come over and take my car keys." He got lost on the way to church, someplace where he had driven, 1,000 times, and wandered around for an hour and a half. And he was lucky enough to get home, but he said, "I'll never drive that car again." So it happens in every family, and this is a little bit of help to those families because we don't want people to pass away through neglect or an inability of police agencies to help us find them, and that's all this bill tries to do is to make sure it's a priority.
Well, and the protections, I think, are very interesting. I think the financial protection there and stiffening penalties on that is interesting, that if it is determined that abuse has occurred, financial exploitation by a family member, that they then will be blocked by law from inheriting, not just morals, but by law will be blocked from inheriting. I think that's a really interesting interesting idea, and I'm pleased to see that.
Yes, and, you know, another sad thing about this is that it's reported the same as child abuse. In other words, the same groups of people who are required to report suspected financial abuse or abuse of an elderly person is reported in the same way and investigated in the same way, because what we find is that the elderly person doesn't want to report it when a family member is abusing them, and it's often coupled with physical abuse as well. So the embarrassment of having a family member take advantage of you or maybe physically abuse you is something that often prevents people from actually reporting it. So having these other people who maybe come in contact with the elderly person and who become suspicious have an ability to report that is very important.
Do these folks kind of become a mandated reporter, like you know, I guess my reference point is like a teacher by law needing to report a physical abuse of a student?
You know, it's not quite the same, because we've had some pushback from some of the financial institutions about making it mandatory reporting. And the last two times we've gotten it through the House, we've changed it to a voluntary training for some of their workers so that it's easier for them to recognize this. We do provide the same protections to reporters on this particular abuse as we do to child abuse, though, which is that you cannot be sued for for bringing this to the attention of authorities, and in fact, we want to make sure that you're not sued, so that we can encourage appropriate reporting. If people are suspicious, they should report it, and they can do that right now, and we can start to protect them also.
What's the next step? It's just been introduced, and so it'll be on the floor at the House, and then move on to the Senate, and hopefully this time go through.
That is my hope. And actually, we're trying to run these bills also in the Senate so that, as we get these things done, we're sure that there are both Republican and Democratic members who are participating in this package.
And interestingly, elder abuse, I think folks don't talk about it a lot, Mark. And it can include, of course neglect, abandonment, neglect, financial exploitation, as we discussed, but also, of course, emotional, physical, or sexual abuse. And the National Center on Elder Abuse has said that these crimes are vastly underreported.
They are, and for the reasons that I described a little bit earlier, you know, when you get older and your nephew, let's say, is beating you up every night, it's embarrassing to you. Mm-hmm. You know, you've lived your entire life, and you've been pretty free in that life, and suddenly you're dependent upon someone, and they're abusing you, and, you know, it's not something you really like other people to know. So it's been very hard to get elderly persons to report it. It's important for the other people who maybe see them, you know, on a regular basis, whether at the grocery store or at the bank, to be able to report suspected abuse with impunity so that, you know, we can catch this crime.
And why do you think it's taken? I can't imagine who wouldn't want something like this to go through. But, through, you know, you said you've made it through the House and working on the Senate. I'm curious about what your ideas about that.
You know, I think it will get a different reaction in the Senate this time. I'm not gonna go backwards and criticize the prior leadership in the Senate. But we have a different crew in charge at this point in time, and I know they care about this kind of legislation. And I'm very hopeful that it gets done this time.
Well, very good, Mark. I appreciate you bringing this to our attention, and we'll follow this legislation as it goes through the process, and look forward to speaking with you again.
All right. Have a great night.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Representative Mark Meadows of East Lansing, and we'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.